This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
That is 100% true. The Buildproof Project, I mean, every piece, every part is Aero Precision, except for the furniture, and it is a superb AR-15. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There was a time here in America when the big city mayors were real leaders. They were celebrities, in fact. A few of them were so arrogant as to claim the title of America's mayor, like Rudy Giuliani did. But as a breed, they exemplified the take charge, get it done attitude that voters respected, and they appreciated it. It was good stuff. But now we're in the snowflake era. And that is seeing our country's college campuses turn into an adult daycare center. And a number of elected mayors have transitioned to timid, touchy-feely office holders, afraid to take bold action to protect their citizens and the institutions within their jurisdictions. Case in point is Portland, Oregon's Ted Wheeler. He himself does an ample job of personifying the new breed of snowflake mayors. We have something to compare it to. Mayor Wheeler is also the police commissioner of Portland, by the way, and he's quite timid when it comes to Antifa with the violence they bring. They beat a reporter named Andy Goh to so bad that, you know, his brain hemorrhaged and he may have a permanent brain injury. Now, conversely, okay, and I don't know who authorized this, but in D.C. during July the 4th, I think the Proud Boys were doing a demonstration there, and Antifa showed up there too. And the Metro Police kept them apart. And then when the Antifa tried to crash through the Metro Police, they got body slammed. So, and there is a way to deal with Antifa. And the way to deal with Antifa is, if you don't want none, don't start none. If you want to show up and do a peaceful, you know, nice, you know, pass the flower kind of, flower child kind of demonstration, then of course you're going to get to do that. If you decide you're going to clash with the cops, the cops are probably better at clashing than you are. When you show up with your body armor and your masks and your helmets and all this other stuff, they will have the same thing, except they'll have guns. And when they take you down and when they start, you know, if you resist a police officer, that's the same thing as, you know, you looking up at him saying, kick me to death, would you? But there's the other side of that coin is the way police can react to this. Police should react and protect citizens in that way. And if the people who are wishing to be aggressive get overly aggressive and decide to get aggressive with the cops, then you make that very expensive. But Antifa gangs in Portland and Berkeley, They're responding to the fecklessness of officials like Wheeler, and they're becoming increasingly bold and more violent in their activities. And why wouldn't they? Why not? When you've got law enforcement under command of officials like Wheeler, and they're ordered to stand aside, and you're told to exercise restraint and allow the Antifa gangs to work their will, especially against conservative speakers and organizations, well, what are you going to do? I mean, most people that are police officers are actually, you know, getting paid. It's a job. It's their job. Are you going to run the risk of losing your job by disobeying the police commissioner in your area? The big surprise here is that Wheeler appears to be very clueless about how the real world operates. And he was surprised by last weekend's violence in the city that he's supposed to lead. So like any good self-respecting leader of the people, he decided to get onto Twitter. He got on Twitter and he expressed his surprise that some people disrespected Portland's status as a beacon of free speech when they beat up a reporter and busted his brain open. And the reporter was just covering the event. You know, he's just, you know, it could have been cookies and ice cream for all he cared. He was just there to cover the event. But this was not new, especially in Portland. Portland, they, you know, you can be a, if you're an old person in your car and, you know, elderly, you know, in your 70s or something, you just want to get home, and you're like, what are all these people walking the street for? I got to get home. And then they, you know, they lay on the horn, and then they beat them and pull them out of the car and wreck the car. And they have a very clear recent history of engaging in lawless and frequently violent behavior in Portland. And while this happens, police and elected leaders turn a blind eye to their activities. Antifa thrives in these types of situations, like undisciplined teenagers taking full advantage of the safe space that's given to them by their fearful parents. The problem is, now we're dealing with, not with individual families, but with major metropolitan areas where elected officials have, in fact, just turned over the keys to their cities to organize groups of malicious leftist thugs. 2 years ago in Berkeley, California, sister Snowflake City, if you will, Antifa thugs caused an estimated $100,000 in property damage at the campus of the University of California because they objected to an appearance by a conservative speaker. Similar to Wheeler's approach to mob violence, Berkeley's police were told to stand down in the face of violence. And the stand-down policy by left-wing mayors is not a phenomenon limited to cities on the West Coast. During the Charlottesville, Virginia alt-right march in 2017, police were ordered by local officials to stand down, and they allowed Antifa and march participants to battle in the streets, resulting in one death and several other injuries. Basically a riot, if you will. Despite all of this historical precedent that's been set, all the warnings, Wheeler continued to approach Antifa demonstrations with the same do-nothing strategy that has become his trademark. So obviously, to his honor, and perhaps to a majority of the city's voters, it is more important to cultivate Portland's image as a city with a gentle soul and a caring hand, well, at least for the left-wingers, than it is to uphold the rule of law and protect the lives and health of citizens and visitors. No one in their right mind would visit Portland today, nor would any sane person think seriously of moving to a city where expressing conservative political or social views is now considered to be asking for it. And Wheeler has, for all of his blustering about Portland being a beacon for free speech, created a veritable war zone for anyone who does not toe the progressive line. So the pansy of Portland can tweet all he wishes about what wonderful leftist ideas Portland stands for under his brand of leadership. But the reality is that Portland, like its sister snowflake cities, are cities that have been shorn of true leadership, and now they belong to lawlessness and violence. Pretty soon, all those tourist dollars will dry up, and then what? Maybe another Detroit's coming? I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now that, you know, we live hectic daily lives. We focus on work and family commitments. And as adults, we forget that it's okay to play. Somewhere between childhood and adulthood, you probably stop playing. So today, when we somehow manage to carve out some leisure time, we're more likely to zone out and watch Netflix than engage in actual play. And that's a shame, because play is not just essential for children. It's an important source of relaxation and stimulation for adults as well. When you do that, this gives you an opportunity to forget about the nagging boss and the loans and the PTA meetings and your expanding waistline. It gives you the opportunity to be social in an unstructured, creative way. And this can, of course, involve role play. Stick with me. Where individuals assume the identity of fictional characters and embark upon adventures. Some of the parameters of these adventures are specified by the game one is playing. And it allows for a lot of imaginative improvisation. But, like if you've ever seen that movie, 50 Shades of Grey, improvised play can take a nasty turn very quickly. In a 2005 article, Vince Londini discussed the dangers associated with extreme improvisation. Players may find themselves swallowed up in an imaginary world, largely detached from reality. They may even confuse the fantasy of the game with the real world. Which brings me to my point. Maybe Londini should write another essay on Antifa, which is a group of cowards who engage in sporadic bursts of improvised violence. Through this medley of black-clad anarchists doesn't have an official leader or headquarters, members tend to worship at the altar of wokeness. Their position is actually sort of hard to define, but many members claim to support oppressed populations and protest the amassing of wealth by corporations and elites. Or, if you're a, you know, conservative reporter named Andy Goh in Portland, there some members are willing to employ radical or militant tactic to get their message across. What's the message, you might ask? As their name suggests, they purport to be an anti-fascist group. Now, they believe that President Trump is trying to push a anti-liberal, anti-socialist, violently exclusionary, expansionist, nationalist agenda, which is 100% incorrect. For all of the division and acrimony in the political debate and online, American society is, by international and historical standards, strikingly liberal, as in allowing liberty, and tolerant. In fact, right now, America's never been safer. Crime has dramatically fallen over the past decade, both violent and nonviolent. Truly fascist dictatorships suppress individual liberties, imprison opponents, and forbid strikes. Does that sound like what's going on around here? No. A truly fascist dictator controls the bureaucracy. They control all the branches of government, including the judiciary. In the United States, a truly fascist dictator would have full control over semi-independent institutions like the Federal Reserve. Ask Venezuela how that works. Antifa's failure to recognize these very basic facts is symptomatic of a much bigger problem within our society. Words appear to have lost all meaning. Everyone is a fascist these days. Doesn't matter who, doesn't matter why, they are fascists. Now, lots of people have been fascists, and they've been responsible for the deaths of millions. Like coming from the big thing. The constant use of the term in our political discourse as a pejorative does those people a disservice. It's also detrimental to we the living. You've heard of the boy who cried wolf. Imagine the fate of the boy who cries fascism. Fascists do exist, yes. However, in the interest of being able to correctly identify them, maybe you should read an essay by Robert Paxton, an American political scientist and historian. He wrote The Five Stages of Fascism. Let's do a little research. Maybe post these to Instagram. Number one, the primacy of the group. Supporting the group feels more important than maintaining either individual or universal rights. Two, believing that one's group is a victim. This justifies any behavior against the group's enemies. Three, strong sense of community or brotherhood. This brotherhood's unity and purity are forged by the common conviction, if possible, or by exclusionary violence, if necessary. Four, individual self-esteem is tied up in the grandeur of the group. Paxton called this an enhanced sense of identity and belonging. And we do have a penchant for a fascism problem, after all. The Antifa, the ostensibly anti-fascist group, appears to harbor the aforementioned mobilizing passions. Like the attack on Antigo. The primacy of the group is painfully evident. Second point revolves around the concept of victimology. The third point, which involves the possibility of violence, has already been proven. And the fourth point, which involves trading in one's autonomy for group recognition, is synonymous with the nefarious concept of ID politics, identity politics. So, Antifa is actually a misnomer. This is a group comprised of paramilitary-like anarchists. And the Antifa modus operandi is violence and intimidation. But then the next question has to be, what are they fighting against? If there is not fascism coming from the government, I mean, if they say it is so, that does not make it so. If there is no fascism coming from the government, what are they fighting against? What is their real agenda? But I think I'm just going to start calling them paramilitary wannabe anarchists. Not like, I don't find them anything paramilitary. I've dealt with paramilitary, I know what they look like. These guys aren't paramilitary. Sounded just like that cat Lloyd Benson just then, didn't I? When we get back, I'm going to tell you why big tech is not private. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump telling reporters he's not ready to force out his labor secretary, Alex Acosta.
I feel very badly, actually, for Secretary Acosta, because I've known him as being somebody that worked so hard and has done such a good job. I feel very badly about that whole situation. But we're going to be looking at that and looking at it very closely.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York says it's time for Acosta to go.
Instead of prosecuting a predator and serial sex trafficker of children, Acosta chose to let him off easy. This is not acceptable.
A federal judge in New York said on Tuesday that the Justice Department cannot swap out its legal team in the census citizenship question case. The judge says the defendants provided no reasons, let alone satisfactory reasons, for the substitution of counsel. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The question here is, should First Amendment rights be extended to big tech corporations so that they can publish and censor as they please? That's a discussion that's been agitating on whether the discussion on whether antitrust legislation should be applied to the info giants like Google and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, Reddit, Amazon, Pinterest, YouTube, and many others that have cornered the market on a public resource, information, and an essential human activity, the consumption of information. A solution to the problem of data sequestration and restricted access practiced by these companies is to either rebadge them as publishers or alternatively as public utilities. Those entities are protected by Section 230 of Title 47 of the United States Code, which allows them to restrict access or availability of material that the provider or user considers to be obscene or otherwise objectionable. And that provision has, in effect, become a license to censor expressions of opinion that run counter to the convictions of the, you know, of their politics. First Amendment argument absolving big tech from complicity in monopolizing the political discourse is succinctly summed up by somebody that commented on Article 1. They said a private company is exercising its First Amendment right to do whatever the hell it wants, short of libel and slander and incitement to violence. No private company has the obligation to carry content which it opposes ideologically. No private company has a legal obligation to be content neutral. That would be a blatant violation of its free speech rights. The government can neither suppress nor compel speech nor demand ideological neutrality from private entities. Changing the rules to subvert the Constitution by defining companies you don't like as utilities or publishers is the kind of fascist trick the left is always trying to get away with. So, but, you know, what we're doing here is we're wishing to establish fairness in information exchange, which is the lifeblood of a democratic nation. It's the very opposite of fascism. The fact is that suppressing users on political grounds is itself a fascist, or actually, more accurately, is a Marxist strategy that is now the name of the game. Google executive Jen Jinai makes it clear that Google is bent on sidelining supporters of Trump, a practice nothing short of electoral tampering. There's a purge against conservatives and free speech advocates proceeding via tactics like demonetization. With YouTube, for example, when your YouTube video gets demonetized, it's not as searchable. And every time I post a video, initially it's not demonetized. So while it's in its, you know, where it's brand new and everybody might want to look at it, it's not searchable. And then I ask them to please review it individually. And then they do, and they say, oh, yes, guess what? It does meet our guidelines. Then it becomes searchable. Then there's shadow bagging, the rigging of algorithms, the employment of waffle terms in enforcing company policy, like community standards, and outright segregation. And that's just in, you know, somebody wrote in to American Thinker. On Twitter, a great many right-wing accounts are anonymous, and most use certain themes in order to convey our politics. This is necessary because so many of us get suspended or banned. Thus, there are code words people use in their tweets and profiles in order to find or re-find friends. The lack of identity creates disconnect and loneliness. The result is people mourning banned accounts almost like fallen comrades. Every day, new screenshots make the rounds and are shared by those who knew the pseudonymous account in question. The next person whose account has been killed off, an image of their profile with all their tweets gone. What we're seeing now is a totalitarian methodology justified as the legitimate practice of a private company. So in contrast, public utilities like phone and post and electric utilities cannot quarantine or ban their users. Anyone can make a call, send a letter, heat their homes, regardless of their political persuasion. A public utility cannot censor content. When a private firm can be shown to materially skew political discourse, not via editorial expression of preference, that's legitimate, and that abides by the First Amendment. But by eliminating users of whom it does not approve, it has become not merely a private enterprise, but a de facto political actor that's now relying on an unscrupulous practice. Problem is compounded by the fact that big tech has dominated the market under the aegis of the First Amendment. And with the rationale behind granting the freedom to monitor content to monolithic platforms, well, then they... Yeah, you know, then they deny freedom of expression to others. These platforms function as cartels, as companies operating together to preserve each other's monopoly status. Once a private company grows large enough to ally with other companies to cull or suppress the opinion that they oppose, we're not experiencing freedom then. We're in the middle of monopolistic protocols that filter or prevent common access. And they can also strip people of the ability to earn a livelihood. So, if one regards information as a product like any other, then it cannot be refused to consumers by corporate fiat. So, closing one's account changes nothing. Depending on a small competitor changes nothing. A new info company will take years to acquire market significance. And by that time, one may be living in a quasi-totalitarian state. So startups can be severely inhibited by monopolies, by the way, that control the technological apparatus. The irony here is that the First Amendment is being abrogated or bypassed when you're no longer free under law to say what you wish to say. A constraint of this nature smacks of repression. The 1946 Lanham Act's disparagement clause, which originally banned derogatory or offensive items in trademark assignment of private companies, in particular on grounds of sex or race, has been deemed unconstitutional, was overturned in 2017 by the Supreme Court as viewpoint discrimination. Alito explained, "We have said time and time again that the public expression of ideas may not be prohibited merely because the ideas are themselves offensive to some of their hearers. They may contend that First Amendment rights of companies have been violated, but the First Amendment, more broadly, has in actuality been upheld. So what applies to trademark regulation and commercial speech applies equally to the conduct of social media and the major providers of information exchange. Speech is speech, whether commercial or private, advertisement or commentary, which in the cases examined have been both public issues. Big tech, they may be designated as private entities, but in the course of their evolution, they have become more than that. Now they're hiding under the First Amendment while they, they're trying to run the world. So the question becomes, are they entitled to sit back and claim First Amendment protection? No, they're not. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm doing a lot of presidential politics because the people that want to run on the Democratic side are seeking to enslave you. You got to hand it to them. All these things I'm talking about, Antifa and big tech, this is all presidential stuff. This is all part of the Bill of Rights. This is all the assault on the Bill of Rights. And this is all being done by people who want to disarm you. I find it it's an innovative strategy to run for president by taking the position that your country is garbage and that it's, you know, the people are deplorable monsters. That's very novel. It'll be interesting to see how the Democrats fare on their America Sucks platform. Last week, I've seen Team Donkey take brave stands against the flag and celebrating our military. They're against that, and you would half expect them to next advocate something insanely suicidal, like taking your health insurance or forcing you to pay for illegal immigrants' doctors. Wait a minute, they've done that too, haven't they? So who are these lunatics? Do they really think this is going to play in America, as well as those in Chicago and Manhattan, San Francisco? They do. But it's not. Not that they would know it, since they don't know any real American people. The current Democrat Party consists of hipster gibbos, race hustlers, pierced campus mutants, bitter middle-aged divorcees who teach high school, tech twerps, and uninvited foreigners who shouldn't even be here. The leftists would be shocked to learn that real Americans love America. Their platform, carried out by the carnival freak show that is the Democrat Party and its allies in the media and in the woke corporations, is part of a greater strategy. They intend to denigrate and then destroy what makes America, America. They intend to steal our story from us and replace it with a bogus legacy of oppression and misery. They want to impose upon us a new narrative of a morally stained America, unworthy of your respect or gratitude. And guess who will be the heroes of that new narrative? Now it won't be the Americans who shot the British King's thugs. And it's not going to be the heroic pioneers who civilized the West. And it's not going to be the captains of industry who took a primitive backwater and made it to the most prosperous and freest nation in human history. It's not going to be the warriors who won at Gettysburg and Normandy. It's not going to be you. It's going to be them. The same social justice weasels who tried to rip down everything that is great about America will be the new heroes in this new story. They're the ones with the courage to nag and pester and whine and complain about this country. And that's it. That's their contribution. Our proposed new heroes are people who never made anything but fools of themselves. And my first question is, where's their parade, damn it? And by the way, you'll be the story's villain. That is, if you let them write you out of your own history. And right now, indications are you're not going to do that. We saw the pushback when that cop, killer-loving, commie, thug-slurping, stupid, hair-waving, bad quarterback got fussy over an old flag, and his ridiculous corporate employer went along with it. We were supposed to accept this latest ratchet to the left of the Overton window of America hating as an old version of the flag that was declared offensive in anticipation of the predictable next move when our 50-star Old Glory will get the same treatment. But it didn't work out that way this time. This time we laughed at them, and the other companies came out with flag-themed footwear. I'd already bought Nikes when this came out, but no more. No more. Done with them. Let them become the niche kicks for jerks. And I'm not the only one. I'm not playing anymore. I'm tired of all of this nonsense. On the 4th, we fed the lie that recognizing our military on a holiday, made possible by Americans with rifles hunting oppressors for sport, was some sort of prelude to dictatorship. Though in fairness, the Trumpian dictatorship has allegedly been descending upon America for the last 2.5 years. Though it never seems to actually get here. Dummy journalists journalisted about tanks in the streets of our nation's capital, compounding their dumb by calling everybody with armor and tracks a tank. A Bradley fighting vehicle is not a tank. So that's a Bradley, not a tank, became the new it's a republic, not a democracy. We merely schooled these pompous goofs. One idiot who's a professor at Harvard, but I'm repeating myself there, noted the eerie parallels to Tiananmen Square, which was quite a trick since there weren't any. And we laughed at him, too. And we watched the president speak, and we watched the B-2 F-22 fly over, and everybody embraced the awesomeness that is America. I also think we've had enough of the, I think the general consensus here is that we've had enough of this. But I don't think the leftists understand how annoyed we are. And we shouldn't be telling them. Instead, they're continuing to battle over a relatively tiny America-hating slice of the electorate while Trump is gathering up the patriots. But I got a quiz for you. Name the Democrat running for president who would be willing to unequivocally say aloud what is the undisputable truth, that the United States of America is the greatest nation on earth. The correct answer to that is none of them will, not one, not the furry, not the chief spitting bull, not the groovy hippie lady, not Spartacus, not the crusty curb your socialism guy, not the political gold digger who wants to bring back busing because, of course, she does, and not even gropey, floppy, sleepy Joe. None of them will ever take America's side in a fight. The Euro weenies won't put the bill for their own NATO defense. Real problem is that Trump is telling them to pay up. Chinese pillaging our intellectual property and imposing its heads, China wins, tails, America loses. The real problem is Trump is fighting back with tariffs. Iran's getting uppity. The real problem is Trump wasn't sucking up to the mullahs enough. And Russia, the most amusing part of last week had to be totally not senile Joe explaining how the Russians had hacked our last election and how that would never have happened if he had been Veep. Except he was when that happened. Poor Joe, trying to compete in the Democrat Party's primary woke stakes, but not understanding that he's never going to be woke enough. There's always going to be someone that is woker. Detention camps are bad. Well, I'll raise you. Now they're concentration camps, and you're a racist. So if you think Joe had been smart and brave and tough enough to look over the other weirdos, losers, and mutations on the stage and say, are you people crazy? A Biden administration will not take your health insurance. It's not going to open the borders. And it's not going to ask Americans to pay for illegal aliens. Yeah, illegal aliens. Health care. We're not doing reparations, a free college for gender studies majors, or climate panicking. Oh, and America is the greatest nation on earth. That would have made him Trumpian. He would have pulled away from the crowd at that point. He would immediately win over the people who have doubts about Trump, but a certainty about the American-hating Nimrods that AOC's party is pushing. And that certainty that these idiots can never be trusted with power. But luckily for Trump, it's not going to happen. Good guy to have a beer with Joe is long gone. Like the wrinkles he had Botoxed away in preparation for this last disastrous White House run. He was their final chance to win a major candidate. Or to run a major candidate who likes America and likes Americans, and now one of the two major political parties is all in on hating the USA and hating you. America's terrible. That's a great slogan for winning in Santa Monica and Brooklyn. But there's more to America than Santa Monica and Brooklyn. We will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I wish you would simply remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.